the first one. The producers from your favorite television network are creating a new reality show based on your life. Give us the details of the first season.
Natalie gets drunk.
I don't remember the night. Easily. That's probably not a good thing.
I think she just stole my idea. I think every episode begins with me not remembering what happened last episode.
And sexual experiences, correct?
Oh, I mean a couple, but I mean... Mostly I'm celibate, you know, in my real life TV series. I just spent a lot of time playing video games and getting really drunk.
And we study a lot. We're in accounting, so we really, it's either school or blackout, so.
Want to hear about mine, they would follow the quest to build the largest ball of tinfoil. So they pretty much follow me around, that's really loud. So they'd follow me around to all the different Walmarts, Myers, Krogers, Payless. And they watched me buy a lot of Reynolds Wrap and watched me make it into the giant ball of reflective tinfoil. That's what my first season would be.
Details of the first season. Start selling donuts to drunk students on campus and makes millions. Dollar a donut! Just a dollar, a delicious donut. Hey, welcome back to Purdue.
Surplus of alcohol and not studying for college life.
Bankruptcy.
From?
Bankruptcy.
First season would be in a frat house with lots of girls, like freshman girls. That's what it'll be.
What happens?
It's undeclared right now. I don't want to get, you know, physical right now because we gotta warm the freshman girls in, you know. That's what we do.
What's my reality show? Well, I have a TV show that's Emmy nominated, but I'm not that big of a deal. The reality show I would do, it would be you have seven people. They go to a bar. Who's the last person to stop drinking? Last. Well, actually, the first person to first person to puke loses. Basically, it goes off of that.
I'd win that shit.
And that's probably not for the best. Encouraging people to drink that copious amounts of alcohol.
8 days. But. 8 days. I last 8 days in the bar. 8 days.
So you're gonna have this.
Overcoming virginity.
With frat girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're breaking them in fast.
It's a bunch of depression and sadness and realizing that you're an adult and it's hard to do, but you can do it. It's just persistence and a lot of drunk, horny girls.
First season, fucking crazy. Dude, I got bitches and hoes coming in like nuts. Like they be
too hard.
And they be in and out. They be in and out.
He's like fucking Lil Jon.
My friends hate me. My friends hate me and they take it out on me. And it's their fault, not my fault.
Why do they hate you?
They hate me because I'm antisocial.
Going to Breakfast Club every week.
What happens? Give us some details.
We live down there. We're gonna take the prostitute, the peas, kiss. We're gonna take them everywhere. We're gonna take them back. We have a big orgy.
That's the season finale.
That's the season finale. I'm not really creative enough right now to like come up with a whole season, like every episode. We're gonna give out these cards for $35 specials. Anything goes, closed door. Whatever happens, happens.
I get really drunk. That's about it.
What happens in the finale?
In the finale? I get drunk again. I don't know.
What's the first thing comes to mind? Talk about what you're doing now. As the character you are.
I don't know, probably eat a lot.
What would be like your favorite meal that they'd always see you eating?
Pizza.
Well, the first season would be quite the dichotomy. You see, in the day, I study. Not right now, but mostly in the day, I study, I go to work. I'm very productive until about 7 o'clock. By night, I am a rogue Renaissance man of partying. And the first season would be cool.
First season with Zorak, I don't even know. He.
What's the pilot?
The pilot? He threatens Space Ghost about not treating him well on the show. I don't know. I don't even know what all happened.
Bitch slaps.
Bitch slaps Zorak.
What's the final episode of the season?
Final episode.
Probably more bitch slapping, to be honest. I mean,
well, first it starts off very bland and boring, but it gets more exciting as it goes on, and there's a writer's strike halfway through. But it picks up the last season, and it ends on a happy note for me.
But what's the happy note?
I'm in a coma. That's the happy note.
Well, there'll be a lot of alcohol, sex, and a lot of other things. What else would there be, Stephanie?
A lot of shacking.
That's sex.
Yeah,
sex,
terminology Stephanie. Basically means sex.
Everybody loves some sex. You do, don't you?
What?
Love sex.
Oh, who doesn't?
That's true. Lots of sex. Demian sex. True. True, true. Like, lots of what you wouldn't expect.
Otherwise, we'd just basically be shit shows. It'd be amusing to watch, I think.
I have a lot of things to say.
Ramble on. There's no audio limit.
There's no audio limit?
We have hours of recording capability.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'll ask the next question.
Okay, due to the straining economy, hemorrhoids have started appearing on the street, building, entities.
Yeah.
You go up to one and squeeze it. What happens?
Well, when you squeeze one, magical juice comes out, and you can harness that and put it in a bottle and then sell it on the black market, and it's actually the cure for AIDS. So Africans will be all over that.
I'd say pre-existing.
These hemorrhoids produce massive amounts of juices that are not conducive for human life.
Shit my pants, I guess. I don't know, man.
What comes down?
Oh. Blood. Blood.
Blood, lots of it.
Are you even recording this?
What happens? The hemorrhoid pops.
And?
It
dirty
pops.
Stuff happens.
It's like it's kind of like a zit. It just pops. It's in the
feel
toilet.
Like hemorrhoids pop.
No, it's out on the street.
Oh, it's out on the street.
It's on buildings. I mean, they're all over the place.
If someone has hemorrhoids and they're out on the street just showing their hemorrhoids to everybody, I would not be down with touching them.
Due to the straining economy.
I don't feel like buildings have hemorrhoids.
I'm all about pimple popping, and hemorrhoid popping is sweet shit too, but like, it's relief. Relief is sweet shit.
Yeah, the popping of hemorrhoids is actually...
It's a bar. Over there.
Well, no, the bar's
is
right
there. Is there blood or pus when you pop a hemorrhoid?
Both.
Do you like your job right now? Because it'd be interesting to see talk junk people.
No, he's doing his job right now, actually.
No, I know. That's what I said. Do you like your job right now?
Yeah,
no,
I demand a bailout. How about that? That's what I say.
I'm a big fan of Linkin Park, and I heard the lead singer of Linkin Park, Dexter, I think, got a hemorrhoid once. So that's my idol. I want to get a hemorrhoid every time I scream. So, I just got a hemorrhoid right now. Right now.
Fucking fail, man.
Yeah, I demand a bailout. I still demand it, honestly.
Hemorrhoids suck.
I can't shit at home anymore because we fucking have fucking paper towels and no toilet paper. And apparently, no, hemorroids do not work well with that.
That's my mistake. I bought paper towels instead of toilet paper. Right. It's because they're cheaper and they're extra soft.
Squeeze a hemorrhage?
Yeah. A hemorrhoid popping out of the street.
You have a good time.
What comes out?
Blood, right? Pus? I don't know. You're talking about hemorrhoids, dude.
But large hemorrhoids that appear on the street.
But large hemorrhoids don't appear in the street.
But they do due to the straining economy.
I took nursing, dude. Hemorrhoids, sometimes they happen in the groin. Sometimes they happen elsewhere. But you squeeze them and, like, shit comes out. I know, that is shit.
Oh, well, hopefully it doesn't pop. And then I'd Preparation H all over the place.
That's what. A lot of prep H. I've seen it. Huge box loads.
I have to. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hemorrhoids are quite. There's a Smurf. Hemorrhoids. Oh my God! How many Smurfs are there? 17 million. Ron Burgundy. I'll tell you what. You know, hey, you know, hemorrhoids is quite the problem, especially in a recession. Da 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 da. Especially in a recession.
Squeeze one.
And no, I'm getting there. You know, when it comes to a recession-based hemorrhoids, you know, you go up and you squeeze it out of curiosity. But what can you do?
What comes out?
Hope.
I vomit.
That's pretty much my answer. I was going to throw up. It's kind of gross.
What happens to the hemorrhoid?
It busts all over the street and pus comes out, I guess. It's kind of gross.
I give my friend Preparation H and we just go and we rub down all the streets. And we just roll around, Preparation H and me, and we just soothe everything. That's just how we roll. Soothe.
I'm from Purdue, and I am saying O-H-I-O all the way. All the way.
I'm from UC, and UC's ranked higher in Ohio State, so.
We love Indiana, though. Gotta love it.
Your vision is bad. All the optometrists that are private are dead. So the White House sends you some new glasses. Describe your worldview.
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky is ugly and a slut, so obviously she's not going to be in my worldview. Who's going to be in my worldview is increasing foreign relations.
My worldview is that I should probably just move to Canada.
All fucked up.
All fucked up, like he just said. It'd be messed up. I thought I'd just suck in the first place. I swear to God, my vision's horrible, and they never prescribed me glasses.
The Nazis gave it to us, and I would be pissed off. The fucking Nazis gave it to us, and like the, oh my God. And the vision, we farsighted because the fucking Nazis are nearsighted. That's what I would assume.
My vision is perfect. I don't need I don't need glasses. I don't need eyeglasses. Oh, okay. You want something funny?
Well, no. I said your vision has deteriorated.
Okay, my vision has deteriorated. You know what I'm going to do without eyeglasses? I'm going to rape the shit out of some fucking zombies.
Oh, my God.
There's some fucking zombies in my face. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking bash them in the head, kill them, and then rape them.
The truth is, the government doesn't want you to be nearsighted, so if your vision deteriorates, they'll just prescribe you farsight glasses, and then they won't let you see nearsighted. That way you don't know detail, and they can just tell you whatever they want.
Do you have a cigarette, by the way?
No, I don't.
My worldview is depressed, sad, bleak, and but at the same point, kind of hopeful. I'm ready to build up from something that is, all I see is ruins, and we're going to reconstruct.
Yeah!
The America that my parents knew is dead, and the America that I know is young and fresh and completely different, and nobody knows how to deal with it.
Same question.
I mean, he said it, right? Don't you think?
Shit, it's in like HD 1080p, and every bitch is hot.
I have 20/20 vision, so I don't care about the White
There's
House.
So many people wearing costumes for some reason. I don't know why. That's what I'm gonna view.
Everyone's white.
Did I say I have 20/20 vision, by the way?
Really?
I do.
Go!
Since the guard gave me them, corrupted.
Very nice.
That was much better.
My worldview, everyone's naked. And I can see through you right now. So I know what's going on underneath the plaid. Underneath the plaid, I see it. And the denim. The denim, the plaid, I see what's going on. That's what government glasses would do for you.
My worldview is pretty much the same because I don't require glasses, so it's all right.
But your vision is deteriorated.
That sucks.
You need them, and you put them on.
I put them on, and then I just... I don't know. I can't see.
You know, I think when the White House starts sending you glasses, we view the world through a different lens. Pun intended. Because the lens is one of central control. Hold on, I'm talking! The lens is one of central control, you see.
I say everybody should buy more stuff for the economy.
You see, that's the thing, though. That's the exact... He's wearing the lenses of the government. And we can't have that. Because he says, you know, everybody go buy. That's not really the full answer. But when we wear the lenses of the government, you know, I think what we see is a distortion of the economy. And everybody's saying, buy. It brings the government more revenue. But what does it bring us? You know, nothing but materialistic shit.
Well, they're really thick. Really thick. And they're kind of heavy, too. So I'm always walking around in a slump, like a hunchback. And, like, I've got really bad posture now. And I failed the presidential fitness test because of that. But I can see really good. I can see, like, 1919. Not 2020, but 1919. So pretty good. I can see a lot of things. Everything I want to see. So I'm happy.
The future's bright, I'd say, because Brack's running for president 2012, and I'd vote for him. So that's all I could say.
giant squirrels are gathering humans to store and eat for winter.
Okay.
Who do you sacrifice and why?
Probably the Teletubby that's next to me. Because no one likes Teletubbies. They're just creepy.
My left nut. Because it's bigger.
My parents, because they're old.
It'd be easy just to gather the pregnant women and give the fetuses for the squirrels to eat. But we just gotta rise up and kill the squirrels all together. It's not hard to do. They're rodents, so we can just kill them all really fast if we just rise together as one.
Rise together as one. I would say trench coats with whitey tidies and ties. We need to get rid of them.
It's bullshit.
Oh no, that's
fucking
that's
squirrels are fairly.
No, hold on.
Hold on, let him go. Let him go.
That's a fantastic question.
Go. Squirrels are fairly large in general, but in the Midwest. They can be kind of skinny because fucking hicks hunt that shit. They hunt that shit. They eat that shit.
Wouldn't that mean there's more food for them, so they would be fatter?
False. The squirrels that survive are skinny. They want to, they die in the winter because they're so skinny.
But that's why they're giant and they're getting human.
They're giant because the fucking hicks.
Joe,
answer the question. Read the question again. Joe,
all right. So. I would sacrifice my fiance because she's a bitch and said she would blow my roommate.
I concur.
Okay, can you read the question?
I concur.
Read the question again for him.
Let's not buy that.
I'll say it. Giant squirrels are gathering.
Repeat the fart. Why
exactly are they giants?
How big are they?
Mutant.
Human size?
They're human
huge.
Size, okay. 8 feet, 20 feet, whatever you want.
Okay. So giant squirrels are gathering humans to store and eat for the winter. Who do you sacrifice?
Phil.
And why?
I don't know. I don't like him very much.
Who do I sacrifice?
Ashley, because she's a...
No, Phil, take it.
No! I already said it on the mic.
Who do I sacrifice?
I would sacrifice
the obese.
Yes. The obese would be the preferable.
I'm sorry, if you're obese, you should not be on Earth.
The obese would be preferable to sacrifice for, they would get the most meat out of them.
Like, 20 squirrels would be fed off of one obese person.
I feel like if we gave them an obese, that they would not hunt us anymore because they would be satisfied with their meat.
I would feed them my friend Sean. Second. Last name is...
No, last name.
Who are you talking to?
It rhymes with...
Second, I would not sacrifice more people. I would buy a shotgun and shoot. I would buy a shotgun and be like, oh, you're a giant squirrel?
Well, I'm going to sacrifice.
Do you watch South Park? Beaverton, okay. Beaverton got flooded. The only reason they did get flooded is because a town was put under a huge beaver dam. They should have been there.
Squirrels are gathering humans?
Giant squirrels.
I'd start gathering them and say, fuck this, this is a mutiny. And then we'd eat squirrels all winter.
I just want to say I'm going to just do they eat peanuts? They eat peanuts, right? I'm just going to gather peanuts and just throw them away from me. That's all I'm going to do. Defend myself and fuck the rest. I'm going to sacrifice everyone. I'm just going to defend myself and you, whatever your name is.
Zach.
I'm going to defend myself and Zach with my giant peanuts.
What are you?
All right, I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, Obama. Mel Gibson.
Shaquille O'Neal.
John and Kate plus all the fucking eight. All of them. Too much inbreeding, too much people. We need to bring the population down. All of them.
Who are you gonna...
John and Kate plus eight.
John?
John and Kate plus eight. Yo, you're not in with the... Oh, what's going on in your life?
I don't know. Short people.
Mel Gibson.
No one. I love squirrels.
No, they're gathering humans.
I know, I love squirrels.
But who would you sacrifice to the squirrels?
No one, I love squirrels. I'd sacrifice myself.
Oh, okay. Now I follow you. So you give yourself to the squirrels.
Squirrels are actually awesome creatures. They're promiscuous, they collect nuts. It's awesome. How do you feel about squirrels?
I like squirrels.
You like squirrels?
They're interesting.
They
I like
have a lot
them.
Of energy.
They like prance around and hop up a tree real quick.
That's very true. They have a lot of energy. They love others. You know, squirrels, I wouldn't mind being sacrificed to a squirrel. Really, I wouldn't.
Fuck, I don't even know, man. You have any?
I sacrifice President Cordova because she does a terrible job managing my print quota and my my class sizes. They're too big. My print quota's too big. Maybe the squirrels will have a nice feast of her tonight. I don't know. That's all I know.
Who's the coach of the football team? Hope.
Hope.
Yeah, sacrifice him. He's not doing any good anyway. Why not? Just get him out of here.
Yeah, we're 1-4 right now. Come on. We can't get much better than that.
Billy Mays, if he were alive, only because I believe. Hey, Craig!
What up? Come here.
Because I believe that Billy Mays, as the number one man, comment on Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, legend, definitely was passionate about his work. However, he involved drugs and his work too much. There was too much.
I think. See, here's the thing. Like, if rabid squirrels were coming to conquer the earth and we had to sacrifice someone to beat them, I only choose Billy Mays because I know that he is the type of man who would accept it.
Billy Mays was a passionate man. However, I don't believe he was genuinely passionate. I believe it was a fake passion.
Facade.
Yeah, like a facade, for sure.
Maybe Billy Mays was a facade, but I know that he would truly honor his death if he was a squirrel.
All right, we always end it with final thoughts.
My final thoughts are we should go to Harry's because it's going to be opening in about 20 minutes.
Drink up, be merry. Welcome to the China Club.
I feel like I should be more drunk. And O-H-I-O.
Shut up.
Right, meow.
Bush needs 4 more years. I think we should put him back in the White House.
No. I'm in there. Jackasses. That's all I got.
That's a final thought.
Oh, man. We are the future because the youth of the world, or the youth of our nation at least, doesn't have a clue. Neither does the elders. We are the people that are going to be steering this country, and we already are. Nobody wants to admit it. We already are. And the hard part is getting a bunch of people out into the open, voicing their opinions, and not being scared of their parents anymore.
The fucking real problem in the United States is the zebra mussels that congregate in small fucking ponds. And therefore, make it impossible that the algae cannot replicate and reproduce in the ponds.
Zebra mussels are bullshit. I hate them.
Fuck zebra mussels.
Final thoughts on whatever you ask.
Whatever you know, whatever you want.
Mickey Mouse was a rat.
Final thoughts on what?
Anything.
On life,
this interview, what's going on?
I love life. I love my life. I love your life. Your life is good because I respect you because I have a major that respects yours because I'm a radio TV production major. I don't go to Purdue, so I'm kind of weird in that aspect. But I do love Purdue. I'm having a good time. I'm really drunk and it's like 10 a.m.
See, the real Ryan, problem in my the view, is my the view zebra is that
Smoothie King should be replaced by Jamba Juice because it's far better. That's my final thought.
Bugs Bunny was a bunny, I guess.
I like your plaid.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That is the final thought. Squirrels, still love talking, them. All right. I am still talking. I love people. I like your show.
Thanks. Final thoughts are, it's overcast, but it's still nice out. You know, a lot of people complain about the fall, but I think the fall is the new summer, so we got that going for us.
Hey, even though, yeah, it's fall. Hey, we're 1-4. We'll beat Ohio State, and I'm pretty confident on that, so go Boilers.
I hate her.
I used to have fantasies
about. Yeah, Purdue and people from out of state.
And boiler up, bro!
I think when it comes to final thoughts, you know, my friends here are impatient. They want to go to Brothers. They won't take the time,
Larry,
to just sit down and say, look, we have issues to discuss.
Right.
Somehow my roommate ended up in IU last night.
What is it? I won't put it online if you don't want.
All right. Oh, no, I don't care. No, I would like you to because
yeah.
I like to promote my TV show.
Good.
If you go to Vimeo.com/words Joe Barlow.
TV show that we do. TV show we do at Drake University, Emmy nominated. I don't know.
Excellent.
Do you know if you can has like 46 calories per ounce?
Yes, I do. But if he can promote my show.
Oh, no, I most definitely will. We'll give you a link. We'll put the plug outside of the show. And you have a card?
No, I don't. I don't have a card. No, I was
trying, we'll do it at the end.
I think the thing is, and let me just hold this.
Right now, don't move it around.
I'm not going to move around. I think the thing is, you know, when you look at the train across the street, what you really have to ask yourself in life is...
Come here, Ben! Ben, holy shit!
I think what you really have to ask yourself is...
Oh, my God! Hey, guys, come here!
I already talked to that guy earlier.
Yeah, come here. Ben? Hey, Ben! Come here!
I already talked to him. He's already...
You know, I think
describe what you see.
I think the thing, you know, it's pandemonium. It is complete pandemonium. When you look on the streets of State Street, it's complete pandemonium. Everyone is going wild. You got your Purdue fans, you got your Ohio State fans. Everybody's going wild. Let me get some commentary from this guy.
Yes.
Tits. Now, let me tell you something. Right. You know, Zach, you know, that's all in jest. That's all in jest. And I think the thing is, you know, what we have to look at is these are barriers. However, we have a First Amendment. Being the First Amendment that was made to the Constitution.
George Bush hates black people.
And here's the thing. These are anti-First Amendment. The barriers put up block my freedom of drunk, which is the First Amendment, right?
Right.
Right. When you take the First Amendment for what it's worth, can I get a commentary? Get a comment.
A commentary.
How are you?
Get a comment.
I love Jesus.
Yeah, congratulations.
See, this is about religion. Thank you, and have a good day.
You same.
Yes, I am listening to a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
What's it called?
It's a show hosted by Zach. What the hell's up with that? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill? Hosted by Zach?
Zach's the man.
Zach is the man, and he's asking the questions. Like, it's not even a plan.
There you
got a bachelor's degree. Not worth a shit. I'd go learn how to weld. Learn a trade, you know? Be worthwhile. Wearing freaky glasses and carrying a microphone, I'm not sure what that does for society.